This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. President Obama gave an economic speech today, one of those big picture things he likes to do. Talked about health care and economic status and income inequality, and for a good chunk of time, the minimum wage and how people who are working in minimum wage jobs just keep getting farther behind. His speech came at a very opportune time for workers in one well-known low-wage industry, fast food. Continuing a series of strikes they have been organizing this year, they've got plans to walk off the job tomorrow in more than 100 different cities, calling for an increase in the federal minimum wage, which is $7.25 at the moment. Nancy Kane is a historian of American business at Harvard University, and we have her on from time to time. Hey, Nancy, how are you?
I'm well, Kai.
So these strikes that are coming on Thursday in the fast food industry, spreading out to bigger cities, more cities, I guess, do you think they're going to work? Are they going to be successful to get these workers higher wages?
I don't think the strikes are a big, huge factor in, you know, the possibility of raising wages. The strikes are going to be many. Some of them will be large in pockets. Some of them will not be. But I don't think right now the most important wave behind raising wages is worker strikes. I think it's much more of a large-scale appeal, and we see this in different states, and we see it in from President Obama, and we see it in broad spread public support for raising the minimum wage. I think that's the most likely kind of, if you will, you know, crest of energy that's likely to change workers' pay in these kind of industries.
If there has been, and there is actually wide support among both Democrats and Republicans for raising the minimum wage, how come it's stuck? Hasn't gone up in 4 years since 2009. It's $7.25 an hour, and that's, you know, that's not a whole lot of money.
It's not a whole lot of money. It's not weight. It's not price indexed, right? So in some sense, even with a modicum of inflation, you know, minimum wage workers are losing every year a little bit. You know, I think it's stuck because we're living in the age of a constipated government at the national level. I think there probably is some energy for that. Whether, you know, that happens in the post-debt ceiling moment in the new year is a very interesting and I think, again, potentially fertile question.
How much does it matter that the low-wage workforce, the people really about whom we're talking at these minimum wage jobs, used to be teenagers, right? Used to be 17-year-olds, 18-year-olds. Now it's an older workforce. They are the breadwinners in the family, men and women. Does that matter in this debate?
I think it matters a lot, right? Yeah. Something like 43% of low-wage workers have some college experience. So that's a big deal. But I think there's something else that's really a big deal that really underlies this bipartisan support. And that is, you know, it goes back to Bruce Springsteen, right? And Darkness on the Edge of Town, you know, and all those songs like The Factory that he sings. Yeah. Americans understand and respect the working life. You know, a day's work should be paid at a living wage. And you know, we kvetch about all kinds of things. We disagree about, you know, the finer points of health care, you know, food stamps, the social safety net, executive compensation. We don't disagree about someone showing up for work, doing a job, and being paid a decent wage.
Nancy Kane at the Business School at Harvard University. Nancy, thanks a bunch.
It's always a pleasure. Thanks, Kai.